Welcome to BioCast, episode 3.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of BioCast. This week you'll see the first ever Metro Nui shoot report, the winner of the mini contest, and an interview with Chibi Nuva Sonic Burst.
I'm Dark Hunter.
And I'm Red Black Strong.
And we're here to tell you about Bionicle Untold.
Bionicle Untold, a project to create stories and comics for the very early times of Bionicle, encompassing such things as the ancient Spheres Magna and the prototype robot.
We have various things for you to do here at Bionicle Untold. We have writers, artists, MOCers, we even have music composers. But what about the very stories that we are working on?
Our group are working on Lane Scale, an ancient Batoran, the prototype robot, a robot that exploded millions of years ago, and the Orange, an ancient Spheres Magna serial that happened before the Great War.
Okay, to check out more, go to matsunuiinc.weebly.com.
Music property of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Forums Analyzation.
Hey, 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 look what's on the main page, Bionicle Mosaic. Two massive Lego images of Onua and Kopaka. I personally like Kopaka better, but they're both awesome. Seriously, whoever built those did a fantastic job. From its top back, some quote were, "Wow, those are pretty awesome. Everyone did a great job making these." I guess wow is a pretty good word here. From Zico. "Oh boy, what I wouldn't give to hang those on my bedroom wall." From DXD. Basically, everyone who saw it loved it.
Archives of Humor.
Has anyone truly looked at the Mask of Life? It should be called the Mask of Doom. I quote the official Mask of Life topic. The mask also contains a failsafe option built in by the great beings. If the universe is deemed to be beyond hope, the mask will turn from gold to silver and then black, and drain all the life from the universe, effectively destroying them. Not only that, but the mask cannot heal wounds, cannot revive the dead, and it's its own telepath. Just think, you might be having your thoughts invaded by a mask of doom. Thanks to Ardrosh for this week's questions for Shaddix. The question is, what do you think of the Octagon versus Fire Axe war that is raging in many blogs? If you follow my blog, my comics, Fire Axe's blog, or the short-lived blog of Ardrosh, you would have noticed that those two are constantly fighting. Good-natured, no doubt, but they are constantly trying to get the lead on each other. What do I do to help in the matter? Since I'm the comic maker in my comics, I just feel the fire. If either one puts up a stance against the other one, I'll back the opposing one up. Or just encourage them to keep bickering. It's quite humorous, actually.
Metro Nui Shoot Report!
Alright, there is a blocked exit on the Ga Metro exit 149 because of a spilled load. Hazard teams are cleaning it up now, but are blocking one lane of traffic. Over by the Po Metro Freeway, there is a Kanohi vendor crash that has blocked two of the four lanes of traffic. More news coming shortly.
The interview.
For this week's interview, we have Chibi Nuva Sonic Burst. Chibi Nuva is 13 years old. He joined BZ Power September 9th, 2009, and has racked up 1,011 posts in that time. Number 1. Where did you come up with your name, as it seems quite odd to me?
When I first joined BZ Power, I noticed a topic in the Bionicle-based creations forum with the title, Chibi World. After browsing over dozens of cute Bionicle midgets, I thought that would make a good name. However, I felt it needed something more, so I added the Nuva suffix. To becoming a member of the Toa Makaki, I felt like I should change it again. So, since my character controlled Sonics, I decided to change it to Chibi Nuva Sonic Burst.
Number 2. It appears that you're in the fad of putting big text in your SIG that has something to do with someone liking someone else. Please explain how this came about.
That fad came about in the RPG form, specifically in the War for Elemental Nui. Most of the text described some sort of in-game relationship between characters. Mine depicts romance between my character, Chibinuba, and Shadok's character, Galara. There are also ones that don't talk about a relationship at all, but simply use big, bold, red text. An example of this is Kazuto of Ice's signature, which reads, "Boycott PBS until Barney dies."
Number 3. What's your opinion on the future of Hero Factory? Do you think it'll last, die quickly, or take Bionicle's throne with pride or make it scornful?
I believe that if the storyline progresses, like Bionicle, then it will do well. Also, I have faith that the TV show coming in September will help Hero Factory to last longer. If that goes well, then I believe it shall do Bionicle justice. I, for one, am a fan of Hero Factory, and have already purchased Thunder and Breeze.
Well, I guess that's it for this interview. Thanks, Chibinuva. This week's mini-contest was which active member has the weirdest username. Since there was only one submission, it wins. But I wouldn't have picked far from it anyways. Thank you, Ardross, for submitting it, and congratulations to Brawl and the Megatron's Beak. To quote him, Brawl and Megatron are Transformers. In the first Transformers movie, Megatron looked like he has a beak when he transformed into vehicle mode. And I just got Brawl and Megatron Transformer figures, so I modeled my name after them. Next week's mini contest will be which active member, aside from the moderators, has been on BZ Power the longest. And the wrap. Next week, look forward to a look at the less-known Kanohi and an interview with another BZ Power member.